Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Sylvia F., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Northern California. Today is Wednesday, January 10th, 2017, and this is the 10 a.m. meeting Eastern Time. Today we are reading from the Big Book on page 13. We're on the fifth paragraph, which starts with "My friend promised." We're going to read one paragraph only. Today's readers are Amanda R. on the 12 Steps, Eleanor F. on the 12 Traditions, and our readers of the text are Mo H., Carrie S., and Penny L.C., and our newcomer greeter is Melanie C., which is at the end of the hour when the recording has stopped. The share ID for Tuesday morning, January 9th, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 10903, 10903. The share ID for this morning's meeting, Wednesday, January 10th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 10905. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Amanda R. to read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Amanda?
Good morning, this is Amanda R., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Maine. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. We came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And pass.
Thank you, Amanda R. And I will now ask Eleanor F. to read the 12 traditions of OA. Eleanor, star
you,
one.
Sylvia.
There
thank
you go.
Thank you, Sylvia. This is Eleanor F., recovering compulsive overeater in Tennessee. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, accepting matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. I pass.
Thank you, Eleanor F. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to unmute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book on page 13. It's the fifth paragraph. We're going to read one paragraph, and I will now ask Mo H. to begin reading.
Good morning, Sylvia, and good morning, everyone on the line. My name is Mo H., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. My friend promised when these things were done, I would enter upon a new relationship with my Creator, that I would have the elements of a way of living which answered all my problems. Belief in the power of God, plus enough willingness, honesty, and humility to establish and maintain the new order of things were the essential requirements. Well, as was said earlier in the earlier meeting, boy, this is just chock full with all kinds of information. Oh, good morning. My name again is Mo H. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, and welcome to all those on the line and all the newcomers. My friend promised these things were, when these things were done, I would have entered upon a new relationship with my Creator, that I would have the elements of a way of living which answered all my problems. So my friend is Debbie, and which answered all my problems. And so I'm thinking of myself in the past when I thought I lost all my weight, that all my problems would go away, and I would, you know, just be free and everything would be wonderful. And that never happened on diets. And then I thought when I came into the rooms that that would happen when I worked all 12 steps and had, you know, lost the weight that I came in to lose, that my problems would go away. No, I still have problems, and I still struggle with, I don't struggle with the food anymore. I have neutrality around the food, which I am so grateful for. And that's only because of the work I'm doing in the Big Book on this phone meeting and learning about, you know, all these words and phrases and everything that I just took for granted. I didn't understand. But just to give you I forgot to start my timer, Sylvia. I know you're timing me. Thank you. This past weekend, I had to do 3 10-step outreach calls and work my 10-step like my hair was on fire because my blood was boiling due to my husband's medical situation that's going on, and I did want to be in control. and I did want to be in charge. And I had to just slow down, pause, do what I've learned from studying this big book, and do my 10th step, which totally helped me calm down and become God-centered and centered enough to just be present to him and allow him to work his medical issue the way he needs to work it and not the way I want him to work it. So that's how I work this program. And, you know, my problems are not solved, but they are guided by working the 10 steps. So I think with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo H. We're going to open it up for reading. We're on page 13, last paragraph, my friend promised. And who would like to start us off?
Charles H.
Charles.
Kathleen O.
Kathleen O.
Carrie S.
Carrie S.
Sherry KB.
Sherry KB.
Reggie O.
Reggie O. Anybody else? It's a quiet morning. If you've never shared before, it might be time. Okay, well, I guess we have a good lineup. Charles H., Kathleen O., Carrie S., Sherry KB, and Reggie O. Charles, you start, followed by Kathleen O.
Thank you, Sylvia F., for your service. Charles H., a recovered compulsive overeater. I want to drill down where it says, to establish and maintain the new order of things were the essential requirements. So as people were saying in the earlier meeting, I see the word new twice in this paragraph, belief in the power of God, plus enough willingness, honesty, and humility. There's no mountaintop experience that I'm going to have, because even if in my sick mind I feel that I'm at the mountaintop, believe me, before the end of the day, I'll be sliding all the way back down. So this reminds me of, page 84, continue to watch for those human emotions that's going to take me back down this mountain. And new order, which means I just commence to live this way of life. Just commence. No matter if I've been here for a zillion years, I just commence. You know, every day God wakes me up, I'm a newcomer. I have more to learn. Why is my self-esteem affected? Because I'm addicted to popularity, you know? If I don't rely and depend on something greater than myself, it's over for me. I'm a walking dead. So I think these 12 steps, you guys, that's trudging this road of happy destiny together, for all your experiences and all your talks, because they're essential to my recovery on a daily basis. And thank you, Sylvia, for your service. With that, I will pass.
Thank you, Charles H. Kathleen O., followed by Carrie S.
Thank you, Sylvia. Good morning, everyone. This is Kathleen O., recovered compulsive overeater in Northern California. And this is really an amazing paragraph. There's so many promises in here. My friend promised when these things were done, I would enter upon a new relationship with my Creator, and that I would have the elements of a way of living which answered all my problems. So this is, you know, God within the fellowship, God, good orderly direction. And when I started doing these steps, it's like, and even as I continue to do them, my relationship with my higher power kind of morphs as it goes along into something bigger and better all the time, as long as I'm following all these directions. And, you know, the fellowship is so important to me, because even, you know, when I originally read this book on my own, I didn't get much out of it. But walking through it with all of you, it's just come to life. It's like, oh, I get it. And it reminds me of this great aunt I had. She's passed away, but she made the most amazing pies, and her crust was like, I don't know how she did it. And she gave me the recipe, and I followed the recipe, but it didn't work. It's like my pie wasn't like hers, and I'd used all the ingredients, so I did everything you know, that I thought were was right. But when she walked me through it and helped me and showed me, I had one that turned out like hers. So not only do I need to do all the ingredients that are required for in this program, which is all the steps, but I need all of you guys, and I need a higher power that, you know, helps guide me through this and help me with this and remind me of this. And, you know, I can't forget. Addiction is a disease of forgetting. And I can forget if I'm not doing all this work. And willingness, honesty, humility to establish and maintain the new order of things were the essential requirements. Willingness, honesty, and humility are a must. I've got to have all those things. And, you know, life has its highs and its lows. It ebbs and flows. It's not always perfect. But it doesn't matter what's going on, whether it's perfect or not. I continue to have the miracle of this program where if I just stay connected and work these steps, I'm not fighting with other people or other things. I'm not trying to control the outcome of things. I'm accepting what's happening. And you know, in doing what I need to do in a loving, kind, patient manner. And that was not me prior to this program. So thank you for letting me share, and have a wonderful day, everyone. And I pass.
Thank you, Kathleen O. Carrie S., followed by Sherry KB.
Good morning, Sylvia. This is Carrie S., gratefully recovered in Golden, Colorado, and living, thank you, God, in the sunlight of the Spirit today. A new relationship with my Creator. Relationship has, this word has come alive thanks to this book, and I want to grow my conscious contact with my God is what I'm finding here in this paragraph. And that if I work these steps, I'm promised a new relationship with my Creator. And this is the miracle of the program, is that once I became unblocked, once I put down those things that were blocking me, that were dulling out my senses, that kept me in self-centeredness, all about Carrie, nothing more, always self-centeredness. Once I unblocked myself, then and only then did I begin to build this relationship and start to see what I call God winks, little serendipitous views of life. Life began to unfold, and it's like an onion. If I peel back the layers, God will constantly reveal more to you and to us, like we read on page 164. But really what it brings me to is page 55 in We Agnostics, where it says, we found the great reality deep down within us. And that's where I've been able to grow my conscious contact. That's where I get these little visions, these little opportunities to grow. And again, it's only by putting down the food. It's only by getting entirely abstinent. And thank you, God, for the program. And I just want to close by highlighting, so willingness is the principle of step 6. Honesty is the principle of step 1. And humility is the principle of step 7. And like we see here, Bill is working these steps every day. Or this vision of him here on page 13 is like he can work the steps throughout the day. And that's why I love the principles of each of the steps. So willingness, honesty, and humility. Just so grateful. Just so grateful to be recovered today. If you're struggling, just know that you too can recover. Thanks, Sylvia. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Carrie S. Now Sherry KB, followed by Reggie O.
Good morning, Sylvia. Good morning, everybody. This is Sherry KB in Northern California. Grateful, recovered, compulsive reader. These sentences are just so beautiful to me, that I enter upon a new relationship with my Creator, that I have promises here and there. You know, there's promises in every step. There's promises all throughout this book, and that my living problem will be answered by my higher power as long as I believe in my higher power and I work these steps. And that I maintain a new order, which means that, you know,
my higher power comes first with everything with me. And I think on page 45, how it says that, on paragraph 2, it says that, you know, it asks, how can we do this? How can a higher power solve all our problems? And it said that's what exactly what this book is all about, is the main objective is to enable you to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem. And then it says on page 85 that every day is a day when we must carry the vision of God's will into all our activities, and that I use the proper use of my will is to align my will with my higher power. And, you know, it's in, the answers are in these steps. Like, instead of going to the solution, which used to be the food, I go to the steps and I go to my higher power. I'll never forget the time when I called a recovered fellow and I was really upset about a situation that had happened, and you know, I hadn't done anything. And she goes, well, do you want to do a 10th step? And I said, but I didn't do anything. And she goes, remember, a 10th step is when you're disturbed. No matter what happens, you know, we do this work. And especially, you know, I used to think that I had to do something if it was my fault. But no, it's when I'm disturbed. And, you know, that changed my life. In the new order of my life. And because, you know, being a compulsive overeater, I was disturbed a lot because, you know, I didn't know how to do life very well. And I thought my only problem was the food. And the answer is the steps. And a way was living with my higher power that is so far beyond anything I could imagine. And that I have a skill set, you know, that has been laid at my feet that I can use one day at a time for the rest of my life. That I love, that I have an amazing skill set that can get me through anything in my life, and that I can enjoy my life, and that life is going to happen, but that I can get through it so much faster and better, and without going to the food, I can go to my higher power instead. With that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry KB. Reggie O.
Thank you. Good morning, Sylvia. Thanks for all your service and everybody that's here this morning. Really great to be on the line, as always. And I'm Reggie O, gratefully recovered in the Los Angeles area. And boy, what a beautiful, beautiful paragraph. Promised, my friend promised when these things were done, I would enter a new relationship with my Creator. And, you know, that new relationship for me is many things, but it's ultimately a relationship that lives in my heart rather than in my head. I've almost always had some kind of a relationship with God, but when I've been in the food and not recovered, the relationship is an intellectual relationship. It's dry. It doesn't touch my heart. It's, you know, figuring things out. It's even, you know, what God is, you know, what this relationship is about. But it's not that warm strength, power that lives in the heart. So that's what I get to have, the new relationship with my Creator. Is a relationship in my heart. And it's also a relationship where I learn more and more. I learn more and more that, you know, what's my part and what's God's part. I used to, you know, everything used to be my part, and I felt very, very incapable of doing everything, which I was. And so I was flustered and not very happy a lot, and trying to do things which I was unable to do, and feeling, you know, like a failure. I don't have to do that anymore. It says, you know, I have the elements of a way of living which answered all my problems, you know. And I was thinking, you know, it's like, compulsive eating was one of my problems, and that is what I have to really let go of. You know, that's the first step. That is the honesty, as someone said earlier, the principle of the first step. I have to let go of, you know, my alcoholic foods, compulsive eating behaviors, so that I can then do the rest of the steps. So I then really do have the elements of a way of living which answers all my problems. And, you know, I see that more and more. This new way of living is something that I wake up every morning and I get to grow into and go into. And I used to think I needed to be done, you know, but I'm never done. And there's a certain humility for me in realizing that, you know, I'm not at my peak. I might be at my peak for today. I might not be, but, you know, I will always be growing. And that's a part of what, you know, the belief in the power of God, belief plus enough willingness, honesty, and humility to establish and maintain the order, the new order of things, were the essential requirements to maintain the new order of things. is continuing the work and, you know, having the benefits of steps 10, 11, and 12, where I have a way to go, a place to go when I'm disturbed, you know, always first to God. But if that, you know, sometimes I need other people, you know, and I've been using that the past couple of days. It's amazing. So it's a humility in that I'm not perfect, and it's a humility in that I have a new way of life and that I desire to use it more and more every day. And I'm just ever so grateful for this path. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Reggie O. Okay, we're on page 13. It's the last paragraph. It might be a quiet meeting, so if you've been thinking about sharing but haven't ever gotten on the line, today might be a good time. Go ahead.
Paula D, Ginger C, Wendy M, Chris G.
And I missed someone before that. I have Paula D, Ginger C, Wendy M, Chris G. There was someone else in there? No? Okay, let's keep that list going then. Who else?
O-Ray D. No, R A B as in boy.
R A B. Okay. Anybody else?
Is he up?
I couldn't hear that. Okay. I'm missing two. So I had one S. It was very faint. What was your name?
Sarit L.
Oh, I've got you, Sarit. And okay. Who was that before? Who else was there? I guess we've missed it. So if you're not, I've got a list. Paula D, Ginger C, Wendy M, Chris G, O'Ray B, and Sarit L. Oh, and I think it might be Polly D rather than Paula D. So whoever it
That's
is first.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, Polly D.
And so if you're not Polly D, please go ahead and mute your line, followed by Ginger C. Thanks. Go ahead, Polly.
This is Polly B, as in boy, grateful to be a recovered compulsive eater. And I've had some great lessons since I recently recovered about a new relationship with a higher power, that it is not a static relationship. It's one that grows every day if I do the work to be open-minded, willing, and humble to pray for guidance and receive the guidance. And I use the analogy of training for a race or some athletic performance, that if I'm out of shape, I need to start small and do whatever I'm doing to train every day, increase it as I can, do not go to extremes, and that the new relationship is every day, that it's not the one from a week ago or a month ago, that if I can be open-minded and willing, that I will receive a new relationship every day with many more opportunities to grow the connection. And the other thing is to celebrate my life, whether they're painful things or happy things, but that thanks to this program and so many, such a beautiful community and guides, I am alive today. And before recovery, I was slowly dying, and I would have died. So I'm very grateful to be on this meeting and for everyone else who's on it, and I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Polly B. Ginger C, followed by Wendy M.
Hi, Sylvia. Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. It's Ginger C, recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. And I apologize up front. I am in the airport, so you may hear a little extra noise, but this is so power-packed this morning. And the earlier shares on the earlier call got me excited, and this continues to excite me because this big book is just phenomenal. And I'm just blown away that I finally know the instructions and that I'm in it and I'm doing it. So thank you, God. And, you know, my friend promised me when these things were done, you know, these 12 steps, and that I go through it line by line, you know, precisely, exactly, clear-cut directions. that I would enter a new relationship with my Creator, and that I would have the elements of a way of living which answers all my problems. And this always blows me away when this book referenced that it will solve your problems. Because that was my life. I had so many problems, don't you know? Life kept presenting me with new information, and I went sideways. I could not get through it. It was too hard. It was too scary. And I ate, and I ate, and ate, and ate. And again, thank God for every beautiful bite I had to take, because I finally got convinced head to heart, and I conceded to my innermost self, Ginger, you are a real food addict, and you are in serious trouble. And it scared the crap out of me. So again, you know, if you're still questioning this, I don't know if you've had enough bites. Those bites and the research you're taking should have convinced you completely. Are you out of ideas? But this is the miracle. When you get to that place and you surrender and you're finally giving up, you let go of that wheel, and then God gets to take you to these amazing, miraculous places, places that you haven't even thought about. And the most amazing gift today is that I think more about you than I think about me. And my whole life was about selfish, self-centered Ginger, what I wanted, what I thought I needed, and afraid of what I was going to lose. And today it's just about God. How can I serve you today? Thy will be done. So again, follow these clear-cut directions. It's so simple, and it's just a simple reliance. You know, as long as your higher power isn't you, you're good to go. And as soon as you make that decision, then all this stuff starts unfolding. And like the 10-step promise says, it happens automatically. But it is so amazing that I'm no longer maladjusted to life. Thank you, God. These are feelings that come up in me. I can feel them. And even when God throws me things, uncomfortable situations or people, welcome them. Welcome, welcome, because that's where we grow. It's not through happy, joyous, and free. It's through the pain. So I welcome everything because God is everything. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Ginger C. Wendy M., followed by Chris G.
Yes, good morning. This is Wendy M., recovered in Colorado. So grateful to God for my abstinence this morning. And thank you so much, Sylvia, for your service and everybody on the line. And I know I'm just bursting out of my bursting. I'm just bursting today. This big book is unbelievable. And I want to first say, you know, this is a promise, and I am absolutely a new person, and every day I get newer. Like, every day more miraculous things are happening, you know, and they say, like, in terms of being recovered, I don't do the things I used to do. I don't think the way I used to think, and I am a new wife. I'm a new mom. I'm a new friend. I'm a new fellow. I'm a new sponsor. Every day more gets revealed, and it's unbelievable what's going on. And last night, you know, I spent most of my time in my life, I should say, just swimming in problems, focused on my problems, distracted by my problems. I didn't want to live life, so I just decided to be distracted with my problems, all of which were just make-believe, just one big hologram. And, you know, my problems were my hobbies, and talking about my problems was my favorite hobby. And that's where I was, just swimming in my problems, you know. And today, I don't have any problems. I don't have any problems. My mind wanted me to think I had problems, and I don't. I actually don't. And as I was saying about a week ago, there's nothing wrong with me, and there's nothing wrong with you. And it was like, what's it going to take? Like, what am I holding on to constantly be thinking I have problems and there's something wrong with me? It's just an illusion. It's not happening, you know, and the more I understand that, the closer God gets to me and the closer I get to God, you know. And just this whole piece here about honesty, humility, right? So honesty, when I'm honest, that's a spiritual experience. That's a transformation. That's a complete surrender. When I weigh and measure my food, that's a complete surrender. My scale is a spiritual experience. Weighing my food is spiritual. Weighing how I treat other people is a spiritual experience. You know, we go from vague to clarity. There's so much clarity. And then humility. Oh, my God. Thank you, God. I don't need to know anything. This is great news. This is a huge relief. I love this program because I don't know how to do life, but this program tells me exactly what to do and exactly the promises that are coming true. And it requires so little. honesty, unbelievable, you know, such a spiritual experience, humility. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. I don't know anything. I love that I don't know anything. It is the most freeing experience of my life, and I'm sure that's my time, and I hope to see all of you or some of you in Los Angeles this weekend, and I love you all. Okay, I'm done. Thanks.
Thank you, Wendy.
Good morning.
Chris G.?
Yes, good morning. This is Chris G. from Carson City, Nevada. I am a recovered compulsive overeater and grateful, so grateful today. I want to thank you all for your service. It is beyond anything I've ever seen in any fellowship or organization. I'm thoroughly impressed. This morning I'm cracking up, and I have to tell you guys that in vision I crack up because you know, you say that we read a couple paragraphs a day, and I now, like when I first started listening, I was irritated if, you know, you didn't read two, because you said you were going to read two, because I'm a rule follower, I'm a compliant girl, and so I love now, I'm totally excited to see how many paragraphs we're going to read, and this one, which I'm cheating, I got to tell you. I've done big book studies before and written notes in here. So not sure if anybody else pointed this out, but when he says, my friend, it's Ebby he's talking about, and my friend promised. And I love this because without this stuff, that when I rely on a new relationship with my creator, and, you know, my big belief is that really and truly, yes, I'm sorry, did I hear something? Okay. My big belief is that there is just one big creator, and that as human beings, we all have a slightly different take on what that creator is, should be, will be, whatever. And the good news about this big book is that we all get to look at that, and we all get to figure out what that means to us. And, you know, for me, it's an onion peeling. I've been in this program a really long time, and I only say that because I don't want anybody else to think they're supposed to get it all in one shot. I am in awe and pray that everybody gets the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, and the mental all in a huge sweeping method, but that isn't how it worked for me. How it worked for me was I got a little bit, and then I got a little bit more, and then I got a little bit more. And the way I look at it is it's all my doing, that I was the immature one, and that the more I was able to let this creator of mine step in, and as someone earlier said, you know, that I'm here to do God's will. Now I'm a human being. I still have lots of selfish wants, selfish needs, and fears. What I find today, and thank you, God, more please, is that I am able to look at the fear and then say, okay, God, I have no clue what to do with this, so please take care of it for me. And every day it gets a little bit better, and every day I have a little more peace and a lot more blessings. Like, today I am so much more capable of staying in the thank you, God, more, please, and thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you. Chris G., O-A-B, followed by Sarit L.
This is O-A-B from Los Angeles. Can I be heard?
Yes.
All right. You know, I needed this reading this morning. It just gives me so much hope, and it's so comforting in these words. Like, you know, when I hear Bill's experience in this, you know, when he talks about his friend promised him this, it's like how I listen to my sponsor and my sponsorship group out here in Los Angeles. Like, I may not necessarily believe these things for me at this moment, but I know it happened to them. You know, when my sponsor makes promises, things to come, if I just continue to show up and continue to take action, like, I can believe in that somehow. And
something that's a gift of my recovery right now is I'm willing to experiment. And that's because, like, I know the way my life was before, you know, 17 months ago. It's like, I don't want that shit back. So that's made me open-minded to this process, to this new process. And, you know, I've been beaten to a state of reasonableness where it's like I'm just willing to see and experiment with this new way of life. And, yeah, it's like it's interesting because, like, the miracles happen as far as the food. Like, you know, that doesn't call me anymore, and that's been, you know, the obsession has been relieved. But can that same power really work in all my affairs and in my life? And will I truly be guided? And will I truly find an answer to all my problems? You know, I still have doubt about that. Even though, if I look back over the last 17 months, I see all kind of things that have changed and how I've grown, you know, but I still have doubt. And I feel like that's okay. All I have to do is just continue to take action and just believe it. You know, I see it in others. And so, you know, I'm just in that period where I'm just trusting in others' experience, and, you know, knowing that it's happened for others, maybe it can happen for me. And it is, you know, it is, and it is, and sometimes I just can't see it. And I didn't want to share that, but, you know, that's where I'm at right now. So that was kind of hard because, you know, everybody on Vision seems like they have it together, and it's so easy for them. Or maybe that's just my perception, the way I'm reading into it. But, yeah, you know, I just need to share that that's where I'm at right now. I'm just, like, you know, putting my toe in the water, it feels like, finally, and seeing how this will go. And I'm sure God is guiding me, and I'm going to continue to work at it. So thank you for letting me talk. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ori B. Sarit L.
Hi, Sylvia. It's Sarit L. Do you hear me?
You're a little light. Just speak up a little bit, and we've got you.
Okay. You hear me better now, hopefully?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. It's Sarit L. from Montreal, and I'm it's contagious. It's really contagious, all this beautiful enthusiasm that's going on here. And what I wanted to speak about is this new relationship with my creator. A few points. One is that every day it's a new relationship, because yesterday's relationship doesn't suffice for today's relationship. And so I wake up today, it's like the wash, rinse, repeat. It's God got yesterday whatever he needed, but God needs more. And the bottom line is that thank God, God wants me today. Like, I have a chance today because God wants me. And I've heard it like the squeezing of olives, and when God squeezes me, what does he get? What he's going to get what's inside of me, and if God wants patience and he's not getting patience, then he's going to squeeze me again. And I've got kids, so my kids, you know, it's all day long, it's all throughout the day. It's the husband, it's the kids, it's the carpool, it's patience again and again. It's the red light. So God's going to squeeze me, and qualities. Please, God, I'm going to get better every squeeze. It's that muscle that I've got to flex. And then bad, I would have elements of where I've literally answered all my problems. And so for me, as a mother with young kids, you know, I try to squeeze in the parenting classes, OA meetings, and the tools, and the step work, and the writing, and kids, and the job. And I'm really learning over time that When I work these steps in OA, God answers all my problems. It transfers over. It flows over. It spills over into my daily life so that I'm a better mom, a better wife, and I'm only because I'm practicing these steps and working these steps. It takes work. It takes effort. Of course, it's simple, but it takes effort to bite your tongue, to hold back, to not scream, to practice, to really, really practice the patience and the love. that it spills forth, because if it's not loving, then it's not God. That's what I'm learning. And doing it with you all today, thanks so much. I'll pass.
Thank you, Sarit. We have time for probably two more people, maybe three, depending on the length of the share, who would like to take us home.
Joanne B.
Joanne B. Anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Joanne.
Good morning. It's so nice to see Good morning. This is Joanne B. from Texas. I just want to thank you all for being on the meeting. It's wonderful to be part of this group, and you all encourage me so much. One of the things that stuck out to me are the promises of entering upon a new relationship with my Creator, and the how to of I would have the elements of the promise of I would have the elements of a way of living which entered all my problems. And those are so wonderful, and I know everyone has said this too, and that honesty, that willingness and humility, that's the how of establishing and maintaining this new order of things, and that they're a requirement. I was just kind of looking at it like a puzzle, reading it, and they're required for us to stay in that established new order of things. And it's just wonderful. I'm just wanting to just thank everyone, and I feel so blessed to be a part of this fellowship. And blessed that I didn't have to go through other fellowships to find you, that my higher power brought me right to you. And I can look back in my life and see how he's done that I wouldn't have been ready years ago, and he's just brought me right to where I need to be. Anyway, thank you so much, and have a blessed week with that, okay?
Thank you, Joanne B. And I think I heard you, Penny LC. Do you want to slip in here?
Sylvia, I was just unmuting. Did you call Penny LC?
Yes.
Thank you. And I want to apologize for speaking over Joanne. This is Penny LC, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. And I just was reflecting over this entire page in the big book. And what a gift it is that Ebby was able to have the gift to be able to come alongside Bill and unfold all of the step work with him. And to be able to do that 12-step work with his friend and know that there was a solution, and present that to his friend and have his friend being able to take hold of it. You know, there's a gift in that each of us that passes on this solution has, to be able to share our experience, strength, and hope, and to be able to see it unfold for others is just an amazing process. And I'm so glad that this was all captured by a few individuals many years ago that could lead us all to where we are today, to sharing the answers that are here in this book, and to know that for each one of us, there is a way. For each one of us, there is a power greater than ourselves. And for each one of us, all of those promises can come true. And I'm certainly grateful that I've been blessed along that same path. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Penny LC. And this is Sylvia F., and I'm going to slip in for that last minute that we have. And I'm Sylvia F., recovered compulsive overeater in Northern California.
And I love everything that was said, but I also love that the language in this paragraph is the language that I love about the Big Book. There's no equivocation in this book. It is absolutely precise and directive. My friend promised. It doesn't say maybe when these things were done. It promised when these things were done. And when these things were done, it would answer all my problems. Once again, it doesn't equivocate. It doesn't say some of my problems. It doesn't say my drink problem. It says all my problems. And then at the very last end of the paragraph, it says, maintain the new order of things were essential requirements, not suggestions, requirements. And that kind of language, as I'm reading this, is what has really, really helped my recovery, is it doesn't give me any wiggle room at all. And with that, I pass. And there went my speaker. Okay. So thank you to everyone who shared. Thank you for Team Wednesday. You guys were awesome today. And we will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And please stick around after the recording. That's when we greet newcomers and get sponsors. So, Carrie S., please read A Vision for You.
Thank you, Sylvia. May I be heard?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for allowing me to do the service. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. So see to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road with happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then.